Gaza finally expose the real balance of power in the world and make it clear that countries like Britain are on the losing side. The immediate dividing line is about who is demanding an immediate ceasefire, something Israel sees as tantamount to surrender to Hamas. Russia and China are. No surprise there. Plus most of the Arab countries again. No surprise. Then there is that NATO member, Turkey, whose President Erdogan has said Hamas is not a terrorist organization. Then there's India. Other countries with severe public doubts about Israel's actions in Gaza include Algeria and South Africa, plus the African Union. Pakistan has described Israeli bombing of Gaza as genocide. Further east, Indonesia and Malaysia have been highly critical. In South America, countries such as Brazil and Colombia have spoken out against Israel. In Europe, the EU remains split, although Ireland, Norway and Spain have all criticized the Israelis. Already this week, we have seen a furious row between the United Nations Secretary General and Israel about responsibility for the killing, and I think this longer list matters because it shows that Britain and the United States are now looking just a little bit lonely in resisting ceasefire calls. Will Israel's ground invasion of Gaza finally expose the real balance of power in the world and make it clear that countries like Britain are on the losing side? The immediate dividing line is about who is demanding an immediate ceasefire, something Israel sees as tantamount to surrender to Hamas. Russia and China are. No surprise there. Plus most of the Arab countries again. No surprise. Then there is that NATO member, Turkey, whose President Erdogan has said Hamas is not a terrorist organization. Then there's India. Other countries with severe public doubts about Israel's actions in Gaza include Algeria and South Africa, plus the African Union. Pakistan has described Israeli bombing of Gaza as genocide. Further east, Indonesia and Malaysia.